chapter 4. Receiving is by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is a response of the human spirit to the Word of God. In other words, it's a step you take as a result of the Word of God that's come to you. God is a faith God. Now, that's different from saying He's a faithful God. When I say God is a faith God, I mean He lives and operates by faith. And He expects us, His kids, to do the same. God is a spirit, and we are spirit beings as well. But we live in a physical and material world. Hence, we must walk by faith. I said earlier that when you pray, God answers you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15 tells us, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. In other words, having prayed or asked God for something, your role is to begin to act as though He's done what you asked for, because He's actually done it. That's the way to receive. You receive by accepting that God has done what He says He has done, and that you already have what He says you have. That's faith. Stop believing that God is going to do what you've asked Him. Rather, see that He's already done it and start acting that way. That's how to receive from God. That is faith. It's not crying that works. It's faith. Remember that true faith always works. If it didn't work, it wasn't faith. Whenever you respond to God by faith, you'll surely receive a miracle. I always get inspired whenever I remember the testimony of a dear lady who got healed in one of our healing meetings. She's been a Christian for many years, but had become completely bedridden by sickness. Plus that, she suffered excruciating pains every day. You couldn't even touch her, or she would writhe and cry out in pains. They had to make a wooden bed for her to lay flat on, which was used to carry her around. In this condition, they brought her to the healing school. When she was brought up to me at the platform to be prayed for, I perceived she had faith to be healed. Little wonder, the moment I prayed for her, she was healed instantly, and she leaped out of that sick bed. After her healing, whilst being interviewed, she explained how she came about her faith. She says she had listened repeatedly to some of the messages I preach on faith and prayer. She specifically mentioned the titles, Two Kinds of Faith, The God Kind of Faith, and Prevailing Prayer. She said, I listened to those tapes over and over again, and that built my faith strong. She made another remarkable statement. She said, I've been a Christian a long time, and I've been praying and crying to God to heal me. I cried every day. But while listening to the tape titled Prevailing Prayer, she heard me say, it's the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man that avails much, and not the effectual fervent crying. That message got to her thinking, and she said, I stopped crying. She learned from listening to that message that her constant crying every day wasn't about to change her situation. Many of God's people need to realize this truth. Crying day and night about your pain isn't going to change anything. What you need is to act in your faith. God didn't say the crying of a righteous man avails much, but the prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5, verse 16. This means it's your prayer that produces result, not your crying. Now, don't get me wrong. I know about crying in prayer. I've preached a message titled, Try Tears, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I know there are times you pray and find yourself crying profusely in worship and supplication to God. That's a different thing altogether. This dear lady said she learned that she didn't have to cry and beg God anymore to heal her as she'd done for 6 years. She said, as I listened to Pastor Chris' messages on faith, I came to understand the real meaning of the scripture that says, by his stripes, you were healed. Her faith was already stirred up as she listened to God's word on tape. So when I laid hands on her, she got up instantly healed by the power of God. Now she is teaching others about faith. I want you to understand something. If you're born again, you don't need to suffer another day in your life. You don't have to be sick, broke, frustrated, poor, diseased, or infirmed in your body. Put your faith to work. A glorious, prosperous, healthy, excellent, successful, and good life is your God-given inheritance. Remember, the Bible says, all things are yours. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. That's talking about every good thing. Therefore, receive your prosperity. Receive your healing. Stop crying and begging God to do something about your case. He's already done everything he needed to do concerning your life and brought you into his place of health, wealth, and glory in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 tells us, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. His divine power has given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This scripture doesn't say he has given you some things that pertain to life, but all things. All you need to do now is receive all that's been made available to you in Christ. Divine health is yours. Prosperity is yours. Lasting peace is yours. Success, excellence, and the good life belong to you. Receive them into your spirit by believing, accepting, and declaring them with your mouth, and watch your life transform within a moment of time. This is how to receive by faith. The same part of receiving. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Stop crying and begging God to heal you. Instead say, I receive my healing. Stop crying, oh God, save my husband. Rather, declare that he's saved in the name of Jesus. Each time you pray for him, for the word declares, thou shalt be saved and thy house. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Stop praying, oh God, give me a child. Say, Father, I thank you for I receive a child, because your word says children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Psalm chapter 127, verse 3. Besides, the Bible says, you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, it's impossible for you not to have children. When you know this, you won't need to keep praying, begging, or asking God to make you fruitful or to give you a child. Instead, you'll simply go ahead and receive. Hallelujah. Stop saying, oh God, give me money. Instead, say, I'm rich. I have all the money I need because God has made all favor and earthly blessings come to me in abundance. Therefore, I'm always and under all circumstances self-sufficient. I possess enough to require no aid or support, and I'm financially furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. This should be your declaration. You can't talk like this every day and be broke. It's impossible. You can't keep speaking like this and be in debt. The energy of God's word will produce what it says in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. It's your responsibility to meditate personalize and receive the blessings in God's word by speaking in consonance with them. That's the same part of receiving. For example, the Bible says, "And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I want you to notice it didn't say God will supply your needs according to how much money you have in your bank account. Neither did it say God will supply your needs according to how good and stable the economy of the country where you live is. Rather, it says God will supply your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Having come across this truth from God's word, what's the next thing you should do? Start saying to yourself, "I refuse to lack or beg for money, for my God has liberally supplied my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." When you talk like this, you put your faith to work. You're laying hold on your inheritance by faith. That's what faith does. It possesses. When you're operating by the principles of faith, you don't say, "Oh God, make me rich." If you're a Christian, God is not going to make you rich, since he's already done it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You need to observe some beautiful truths in this scripture. God is letting you know that you're not the poor trying to be rich. He's already made you rich. So begin to declare your wealth with your mouth. This is the same part of receiving. You believe with your heart and say with your mouth all the wonderful things God has given to you, as stated in his word. Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mark chapter 11, verse 23. He lets us know, as evident in the latter part of this scripture, that what you say is what you get. Speaking or saying with your mouth what God says belongs to you in his word is a key to your receiving. It's a key to making your faith work. Faith receives. Once again, let's look at the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 8. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." These words are the sovereign declaration of deity. They are absolute truths. Note the manner in which the Lord conjoins asking or praying with receiving. The Master is not only interested in your praying, but also in your receiving. He said, "Everyone that asks, receives, and that includes you." Now, that's a law in the realm of the Spirit. It's an established principle in the kingdom of God to which you belong. You're ordained to receive answers to prayer. The Bible didn't say he that begs or cries out to God receives. A lot of God's children are praying and begging God to give them what the Bible already says belongs to them. If only they will stop begging and start receiving. Let me tell you something about faith. Faith doesn't beg. Faith receives. Remember what I told you earlier? Praying without receiving is religion, and religion gives you nothing. But faith receives all things. Hallelujah. Don't be religious in your thinking. Don't spend a lot of time exerting yourself in prayer without understanding how to receive. It will only lead to frustrations. Jesus said about the religious folks, "They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. You need to know that the volume of your words when you pray is not what moves God. It's your faith that gets his attention. believing and accepting that what he says is yours, is yours. What he says he has done, he has done. And therefore, acting that way is what faith is all about. Faith is believing, endorsing, and receiving God's word as the only truth. Your faith won't work when you merely stop at believing what the Bible says. Faith believes and therefore receives. Faith is a possessor. You must always substantiate your believing by adding something to it. And that's the faith action, which is demonstrated by your speaking.